Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Archetypes with your host, renowned intuitive and author, Roy Solberg.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. This is Roy, and we're going to talk archetypes, Thanksgiving, and just a host of other things. I want to give you the number to call in if you'd like to have a reading. The number is 1-877-296-0345. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving. My goodness, can you believe that Thanksgiving is here already? I keep saying that. The time seems to speed by so quickly. And I keep saying to myself, I can't believe that it's Thanksgiving. I can't believe it's the end of the year. I'm going to work on that this year and see if I can't get in sync with time instead of, you know, always being shocked by how fast it's going. So are you cooking or eating this year if you're celebrating Thanksgiving? We've been invited to join our friends Janae and Michael down in Milwaukee, which is a big treat for me because Janae is an outstanding cook. My goodness, I can't wait. I would tell you what all we're having, but I would start drooling, so I think I'm going to skip that. The other thing I wanted to know is, have you felt the shift in energy lately? For me, it was a really clear shifting around the end of October, first of November. I felt it as just the energy of the universe taking a deep breath and letting a long, relaxing exhale go. It was like we had moved from one major shift into a new opening, into a new vortex, it just feels like all possibilities are suddenly open. But they felt like they opened very gently. It wasn't a big shock or change, just a very gentle opening of possibilities. And I hope that's going on in your life as well. You know, it is interesting when we make a major shift to the other side of fear. You know, we can only handle fear for so long, and then it morphs, and we move into the other side of it, which is kind of a recentering, and it gives you confidence that you're going to be okay. Today we're going to talk about those shifts. We're going to talk about how the archetypes work with the hero's journey. When a client of mine needs more clarity, needs to understand how they're blocking themselves or sabotaging themselves, I use this particular layout. And this is in the book, my book, The Spirit of Archetypes, The Cards of Spiritual Guidance. And using these using the archetypes with this particular layout takes you to a brand new level of awareness and energetic frequency. So the hero's journey is a process that we all go through when we're making changes in life. Now, there are many, many modalities out there that include twice as many steps as I have in this particular model. This has six, and it goes through this like this. Number one is separation. Two is isolation. Three is revelation. Four is initiation. And five is death. And six is rebirth. And we go through this process every time there is a shift in what we're doing, a betrayal, like a divorce or illness, or we get laid off, or we win the lotto. I mean, it can be either way. It can be wonderful things that happen to us or things that just kind of stop us in our tracks. But the whole process, when you go through it and go through it from beginning to end, will take you to a new level of awareness and frequency, and I'm talking about energetic frequency. So let's start with number one, and I'm going to just use an arbitrary example. Let's say a young woman, married for 10 or 12 years, finds out their husband wants a divorce. So the step one in this is the betrayal that she felt, and now she's separated from her life as she knows it. It is one of those shocking situations that we all go through from time to time. But this is the point where you're separated from everything that you know is familiar. All of that planning that you did about your life is suddenly not working anymore. And so you move into isolation. In the second step of isolation, you began to question the reflections that you had of yourself. And this is where, on the shadow side, you'll get angry and condemn the person or the event that did this to you. And most likely, you will stand in the center and ask why. I'm not moving until I find out why this happened. So at this point, you're looking at, what happened, what did I do, what did he do, all of those things. Now, remember, this can be the loss of a job, illness, any of those things. So this gal begins to look at the situation, and without placing blame, she wants to know how she lost herself in the relationship. Because very often, regardless of the situation, you are in the prostitute or victim archetype. The prostitute is when you sell out to someone or something that you consider to be more powerful than you are. The victim, of course, is you don't have the strength, the energy, and you are just at the whim of another person or another situation. So you go through that, and then at the third gate, hopefully, there's a realization of the gifts of this process. What did she grow? How did she grow? What did she find? You know, what gift did she find? Did she rediscover herself? I've had many clients say that separation or divorce, for instance, was the best thing that ever happened to them. They were playing too small in life, and now that this shift has happened, they're ready to open up, regain personal power, and then create a life that they want. So once you realize the gifts that you've received through this betrayal, then you move into the initiation, and this is where you're tested. You want to go this way, you think you're strong enough, and the universe comes along and says, okay, I will show you the exact same situation so that you can make a choice to go back. You know, rather than going forward, you go back into the same energetic pattern with the same beliefs and the same actions that you were doing, or you can move forward. And these tests come around all the time. Anytime you shift and decide to move forward, you're going to get tests of your empowerment. It's the way the universe proves to us that, yeah, we've learned our lesson. We've overcome the fear, and we are now truly empowered. So providing that you go through all these previous gates, now you're at death and rebirth. And death is letting go of what isn't serving you, things that don't empower you. And when they're cleared, you go into rebirth, and now you're at a new level of frequency. Energy vibrates higher, manifestation changes are faster, and you magnetize the changes into your life that serve you best. And so that's the general flow of the hero's journey. It is separation, isolation, revelation, initiation, death, and rebirth. But what if you aren't quite that clear about what happened, and you're still asking why, and you're still asking why me, for instance, and oh, this is awful? You will get stuck in that separation, isolation, and revelation cycle. You never get to the initiation, death, and rebirth. You're just going to go kind of like a whirlpool. You'll go round and round and round. And in this example of the young woman, she would remarry someone who would be the same energetic pattern as her first husband. You see what I mean? So let's move in into something else. Last week I got an email from Diane, who has been looking for work, and was asking for a reading if she was going to gain her independence again. She is in the hero's journey, in it pretty securely. This is the format that I would like for her to look at, that the betrayal is she lost her job, as so many people have done in the last 4 or 5 years, and has not found another one, is not accepting another one. And then, so she's moved into that isolation, or separation isolation. And now, I think she's floating in those two, the separation and the isolation. And this is the place where we begin to look at the possibilities in life rather than the probabilities. Because sometimes we get stuck in that outward world. Oh, I'm, you know, age could be a consideration, experience, skill, whatever those beliefs are that you have about why you can't find a new job, or why the world isn't hiring, or why the world is against you. So if we are in this separation isolation and wanting to know why and moving into the victim and the martyr, then this is when we need to shift. This is when we need to sit down and take a good look at ourselves. And so for someone who is in this situation, you would go back to step three. What is the revelation here? What are the gifts that I have learned? What have I discovered about myself? And I'm intuiting that this is a very, very strong woman. And she has taken good care of herself. It may not be the way she envisions it, which is fine, because that's coming down the road and coming fairly soon. But she is focusing on the past, on the betrayal. So now let's move into revelation. Look at those gifts. Look at the strength. Give yourself credit for taking care of yourself. And then the initiation. In this isolation revelation, this is where you want to start dreaming. This is where you want to start. I often tell people, I'm your fairy godmother, and I'll give you anything you want. Just tell me what you want. This is the part where you begin to pretend, and I would like for her to begin to pretend, that she has the perfect job with the perfect place to live, and allow it to manifest. Because we're in a very rapid period of manifestation now. And once that revelation has begun, and you see the gifts, and you see your strength, and you see that you can create your future, then you get tested. And testing usually comes in you know, threes. It usually comes in clusters of threes. I had a friend the other day who was clearing stuff, and within an hour she had two tests. And she was saying, oh, I thought I was over it. I thought I was clear. And it was like, yes, you are. And look how quickly they came up and how quickly you moved beyond them. So be prepared. You'll get tested like that, and you'll pass the test fine. So now you're into depth. This is where, again, where you take that dream and you start manifesting it into the outer world. Who do you want to be? How do you want your life to live? How are you connected to your creativity? How can you give up all the old images, the old beliefs, the old patterns of yourself and of the situations that you've been in? This is where you move into forgiveness, not only for yourself but for other people. This is where you let all of those things that don't empower you, that don't take you forward, you let them die and you give them a very peaceful, blessed death. So be sure that as you're clearing, you are blessing everything that you've gone through. Forgive yourself if necessary. I think we all go through that process or need to go through that process. And then allow yourself to be rebirthed, because it is that new frequency that takes you to a higher level. If you have been living below the line that we talked about a couple of weeks ago in fear, sadness, guilt, anger, this takes you above the line into joy, expectation, happiness, a brand new level of awareness and frequency. And so, once you realize that you have the ability to co-create your life. It takes a lot of pressure off of you, and you no longer blame the outside world. And so this is why it's so important to be aware of the hero's journey and to be able to go through the process without getting stuck, as I said, in that separation, isolation, revelation. You always look for the gifts. Now, that doesn't mean, by no means, does that, are you... You will be frustrated, you will feel angry or hurt, or these are emotions, these are hard emotions. And we want to be able to experience those without judging them, without feeling that I shouldn't feel anything, because that's part of life. We are human, we are supposed to feel these things. And at the same time, know that you are moving and clearing and allowing the true self to go through. Because life is about the process of unifying the fragmentation of your spirit. And very often, as we're growing up, our spirit gets fragmented into what we should have, would have, could have done. People that we love and we give up part of ourselves to be with them. It's a real challenge to be in a relationship and hold your own and allow the other person to be able to hold their own and create something between the two of you. So you will feel. I don't want you by any means to think that I am saying, oh, well, if you go through this process intellectually, you won't, you know, you'll just glide right through it. No, right not. We also have to go through the experience, which also cleans the circuits and cleans our energy out. So calling your spirit back from all of those little missions that we've sent it on, where places where it doesn't belong, strengthens you. And then when things come up, they come up quickly, as I said, the example of my friend who had a couple of them within an hour. And it lets you know that, hey, you know, I'm doing okay. I am stronger than I experienced. So this is the time, as we move into Thanksgiving and gratitude and being with other people, celebrating the holidays of Christmas and Hanukkah and all of our different beliefs, this is the time, I think, that the hero's journey is the most important. It gives us a great opportunity to reflect on our past, our future, present. Where are you now? What is going on with you now? And are you in your perfect order now? Because, as I've said before, the only thing we have in life are the consecutive moments of now. That's what life is about. So for anyone who is, let's say, going through a job search, let's let go, as I mentioned, of the probabilities, and let's start looking at the possibilities. It is amazing what will happen. So I want you to, A, write down your ideal job, your ideal situation in life, how you want it to flow, and get into the sight, sound, taste, all of the senses. Be able to smell it, hear it, all of that. In a good, positive way. And watch your language, because so often we say, well, I would maybe like to kind of have, instead of saying, I have. So cut it down to the straight communication. This is what I want, and I want it now. Then start taking action. And in that taking action, you design what it is you want. And as you're taking action, this is where you develop trust. This is that first, second, and third chakra. This is where I trust I have the ability to create what it is I want in life. And everything that has happened to me has strengthened me and opened my creativity, opened my channels to spirit, and now I am ready to to move out into the world. All of these experiences are there for you. They are there for you. So this is a time that you look at your fears. You know, what would stop you in creating and changing your life? You know, these archetypal patterns, I found a quote from Carolyn Mace. The archetypal patterns awaken our own divine potential, and they liberate us from the limits of our thoughts and our feelings. So if you are wrapped up into thoughts that aren't serving you, that are not empowering you, then pay attention to them. Write down your ideas. And remember my rule about if you have a negative thought or say something negative, you have to do three positives, one to negate the negative and two to, to anchor and cement those positives, because we want you on the those positive things. The other thing I want you to realize, that life is easier than we think. Oh my. We get so caught up in the drama that we don't realize what we're doing to ourselves. So, as I said, take your focus off your probabilities and move into the possibilities of all the things that, if your ideal job isn't out there or your ideal partner isn't out there, then start drawing them in. It's like a magnet. And your thoughts and your energy will pull the manifestation into your energy circle as soon as you let go and get out of your way. I had a client who was telling me that I made a suggestion to him, and he said, oh, no, this company won't go for that. That wouldn't work. And within an hour, he got a call offering him a position exactly as he had wanted it. So it is important that that the ability to sit and dream and tell the universe what you want and then expect it. Remember, there is the thing of expectation. We have to be able to expect that we will create what it is that we want in life. So many things going on in my life that I want to share with you. I am working on redoing the blog again, keeping up with it. I kind of get myself overloaded at times, but I am making a commitment and creating it. Going through the hero's journey, creating it in order to have more communication with you, the listener. And so I would love to have you check into the blog, which is let's talk archetypes now.blogspot.com. And chat with me. And let's see, you know, what questions can I answer for you? What dialogue can we get started? What would you like to know? How can I assist you in moving beyond the place that you are? And I think we can do this through the Facebook and through the blog, and also, you know, you can call for an appointment, and we can do readings over the phone, and we record them. We can also do them by Skype. There's just all sorts of things. So Maggie is on the line and would like to have a reading. So if you can connect us up, Michelle. Hello.
Hi, this is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. What can I do for you?
Well, I've never listened to your program before, and I just happened upon it, and I really like what you're saying, and I see that you're giving free readings, so I thought I'd get one.
Yes. Is there anything in particular that you wanted to know, or do you want just a, can I just give you a general overall reading?
A general overall reading. Sure, that would be fine.
Okay. Well, let's look at the past, present, and future. And let me shuffle these cards up and see what I come up with for Maggie. Okay. So the past is judge. And the judge, you know, there's two sides to every archetype. And so the judge is one in the illuminated side, is able to see all of the different, hang on a sec, let me find it here, is able to look at all sides of a matter and make the most appropriate decisions. This is about judgment. The shadow judge is heartless and cruel and makes judgments that diminish or destroy. My sense of you is that while there are moments that you would be in the shadow side of judging, I don't see you judging other people as harshly as you judge yourself.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So the good news is that's past.
Yay!
absolutely. Now, the present is Puck, and I love Puck. Puck is one who has a sharp tongue. In fact, the book is dedicated to my daughter, who's Puck.
Sorry.
That's okay. So when you draw Puck, you're being asked to examine how you relate to the energy. The illuminated is witty and sharp and gives you a little sharp jab to keep you moving forward. He looks at old things that have solidified in his life, such as old thoughts, habits, and limitations. So that's where you are right now. You've been going through, is this working for me? Is it not working for me? And you have that sense of humor that kind of pushes you along. You have that ability to laugh at yourself. The shadow gets too sharp, and if you're in the shadow Puck, you'll go back into the judge. You know, Puck can easily go into judge. But in the meantime, if you stay on the illuminated side, this is the part that tells you to keep going, you wimp. You know, get it done.
Right.
So there are some things in your life that you have put aside and negated that you don't give yourself permission to do, and this is why Puck is in the present. I say, if you're going to do it now. You know, it's time. It is really
get
time.
Get off the fence.
It is time for you to get off the fence. The third card, the future, is Sage Crone. And the Sage Crone is learning from the wisdom of our experiences. And so, excuse me, the sage moves into the wisdom of every experience. So this is where you've been negating some of your energy and some of the good things about yourself. This is where you want to start, you know, giving yourself a good job. You know, way to go, kid. This is great. And look at all the gifts that you have, because you have a lot more than you're giving yourself credit for. So this is about the wisdom. The crone is the wisdom goddess energy of the world. She understands and reveres the earth, knowing that life is a cycle of death and rebirth. So you got some things to let go of in your life. And some of it is the images of what you can do and what you cannot do. So I have about 2 seconds left, so give me a quick summary.
Thank you very much.
Maggie, how did that work for you?
It worked wonderfully, except for like for the future part about me going through things and saying good job on this. I've already started that.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
But you've been spot on other than that.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. And, you know, if you have any questions, as I say, get in touch with the blog or the Facebook.
Very cool. Thank you much.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.